Probably.
You can dance.
I'm head dancing. Ah, there we go. All right. Welcome to VG Jam, a podcast where we listen to video game music, old and new, talk about it, and then create our own music inspired by it. I'm Chris, and I'm here with my good friend Matt Sargent. And tonight we're also here with the internet. Hello, internet. We are live streaming this recap episode, and we will be keeping an eye on the chat and maybe responding to some of the stuff you say and talking a little. But yeah, so here we are. Last episode, the theme was beats, and we kind of subtitled "In That Funky Bass" because
every track had a funky bass.
It did. It was so funky and so good. So yeah, we did that. So we need to listen to our song that we made, and yep. Then we'll just talk about, actually, before we listen to it, let's kind of recap the tracks that we picked and
right.
And say the things that we liked about them. I have notes. You have notes. We'll see if our notes are the same.
Sure.
The first track we picked was Spanky's Quest by Kirohiro Sada. The song was called Beach. We like the funky bass groove, the lead sounds, like it's soloing, I said. The organ vibrato was cool, and it kind of had an improvised lead sound. What else did I write down? You mentioned something about chords under improvised notes.
Yeah, what I wrote down was the Rhodes organ or whatever synth that is. It sounded improvised in the melody. It was playing a melody, and then it would kind of go in this improvisational thing, almost yeah. like a jazzy style, you know, funk thing, and then it would go back to the melody.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that about that. What else did we say? Independent rhythms between bass, chords, and melody. It's kind of the same thing you said, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's right. I made notes on that bit. Actually, that was a song I picked. I don't think this is the order that we did these in, was it? Or maybe it was.
It was, actually. So that far, it has been the first one that was in our composition, one. Yes.
Yeah, okay. The second song we did, that was your pick, Streets of Rage, mm-hmm. Yuzo Koshiro. Fighting in the Street. Is that the name? That wasn't the name of the track.
The Street of Rage.
The Street of Rage.
Was the name of the track.
I think, yeah. I think I originally had some tracks that were labeled differently, and it was confusing for me. Yeah. Matt Sargent in high school chords.
Exactly. On the Korg. Korg X3.
Korg X3. Yes. Interesting synth lead. Soulful, I wrote. Also, yeah, that was kind of the gist of what I put down for my
yeah words. I'm looking at mine and same thing, the R&B soulful bass line that just kind of repeated and then the shuffle groove, which is what I liked a lot. You know, it wasn't just a straight groove, it was kind of like a shuffle. But the simple melody over the busy bass line is what I liked as well. It was
gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool. We got action in the chat right now.
Hello there.
What's up, TGI Fishbowl? So let's see. The next track we had was the new Tetris. That was Neil DeVos, and that song was called Floppy. Interesting vocal samples and effects I wrote down. Starts with simple house beat, then breakbeat comes in. I liked that about it. And the weird synth loop with the envelope thing. And the backbeat, those were my notes. What did you
I said the repetitive groove I liked a lot, the breakbeat. And then the bass line was very simple in this one, and what I liked about it. I think everything complemented kind of over the bass line with that.
Yeah.
So it was like everything else was complex in this piece except the bass line.
Simple and repetitive.
Yeah, it was just,
like,
just kind of
carrying the song along.
Yeah. And so, but the complex synth and guitar motion, I like the motion and the guitars and the synths were very nice.
Cool. Yeah. The last track we had that we picked, actually, this was a recommendation from Electric Boogaloo. That was Wolfchild, Martin Iveson, The song was Ancient Temple, a Sega CD game. I liked the mysterious bridge part and the funky bass, of course, and the different sections. Modulation, moving from one key to the next. That might have just been a note for my own music theory education.
Well,
and yeah, what did you say about it?
Yeah, I liked the modulation between the keys. I mean, basically it was just like chord to chord to chord, and it was changing, you know, dramatically, and especially in that one section. But the synth melody over the ambient synth textures, I really liked a lot, and the, and of course the groovy synth slap bass.
Yeah,
is really tight.
I really dig that. Electric Boogaloo in the chat right now just said that he bought that game for that song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Glad to have you in the chat, EB, by the way.
Yeah, welcome.
Let's see here. Okay. Well, those are our notes. Why don't we go ahead and listen to our track, and let's see if we can get that playing here. And there it was.
That's it.
Yep.
The masterpiece.
Yeah. I thought it turned out pretty good.
I thought it did too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Good.
It was a long time in the making. There was some pretty big space between parts of that song creating
right.
it. But yeah. And you know, overall I'm happy with it. There were a few parts in it where I was kinda like, I could tell where like I recorded them like similar pieces at different times where like my settings weren't exactly the same. I'm like, oh, that sounds a little different on that measure. But right. Yeah.
The walkie walkie, where did you get that from? Was that from the synth or was it from a guitar? I forgot to ask.
That was a synth.
Was from
yeah,
the synth?
That's okay. I was literally doing what I was pantomiming with that mod wheel.
Mod wheel.
I like mapped cool. it to something.
Yeah.
And was just tweaking it. Fun. Yeah. So yeah. You did a whole lot of the initial piece here, the Spanky's Quest inspired.
Yeah, and that's and again that's what we started out with. Who with what we're mentioning earlier. This is it right here, right?
Yeah.
Spanky's Quest.
Yeah.
Kind of came up with the bass line first. And then after that, I kind of developed it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of the way I worked on the parts I was working
right,
on.
Right on. Yep.
And then I got in there and recorded some of that rhythm guitar stuff, that kind of funky rhythm guitar over the top of that.
Yeah. I liked what you did with the guitar. It was...
Appreciate it.
Right here.
And then you, yeah, got brighter in here. it's weird dimmer on these lights. So you did this bass line, right? And then I came in and recorded that guitar part?
Yeah, yeah. You did the lead on this.
Yeah.
Because I was trying not to sound too much like the Street of Rage. So I had to
right.
create like, this was like the third or fourth revision
oh, really?
of the bass line, of like the fourth bass line that I created until I was like, okay, I'm satisfied with this.
Not too on the nose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know.
Cool. So that was our Streets of Rage inspired part, of course. This is our Tetris inspired piece. Did you did this bass line as well,
mm-hmm.
right?
I did the bass line. I just kept it almost like quarter notes, just quarter notes, and then
yeah.
had all the creativity over it, you know,
yeah.
like what you're doing with the synth.
That was fun to mess around.
Yeah,
I like doing
fun.
That part. Not really terribly melodic, but it was fun to make crazy sounds.
And then you did most of this one.
Yeah,
which
was
cool. So,
this actually was a live bass guitar I borrowed from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I had said I really wanted to play this on a bass. my coworker had an acoustic bass that he was willing to loan me, so. I played it on that, kind of routed it through some amp modeling software to get the sound that I wanted.
Yeah.
Sound more like an electric bass. It was hard to play. It was like, you know, I couldn't do the slap thing that I was really wanting to do.
Yeah.
But I still think it turned out sounding pretty good.
So. Yeah, I thought it sounded fine.
Yeah.
You
and
know
here,
what I mean?
Of course, are the orchestra hits, all of them.
I had one of those on my Korg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still do. Yeah.
I remember being young and like as a kid and like playing with keyboards and finding orchestra hit sounds and just thinking it was the coolest thing in the world.
It is. Yeah. Especially the MIDI sounding ones.
Yeah.
The MIDI sounding ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if it sounded like a real orchestra, it's like, well, it kind of takes away from the
I had fun recording
yeah.
the bass of this part. And I really liked recording the spacey part in general. This was fun.
I was playing the synth on that part, right? The synth part of that, I think.
No, I did that.
I did some of the chords in the synth, right? I think we played around with it one day.
You came over, we played around with
and
it.
And I came up with a
we
chord
talked.
Progression.
Yeah.
And then maybe you looped
we
it or you added
bit.
To it.
I think that might be what happened.
Yeah.
I think I did come up with, I don't remember. I feel like I came up with some chords for this, but I maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
no, you did.
Also.
I think you added.
I remember you giving me suggestions, actually. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was that the chords for that. We'll give both of us credit for that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, well, you did most of the last of the what was that last one?
Not Floppy, that was Wolfchild.
Wolfchild,
inspired.
Yeah.
This one, this more so than the first episode, even. Our song in this was like, this is the part for this. This is the part for this song. This is the part for that song, which is fine. But in the first, I kind of liked how we had, it was kind of just two parts, but we sort of merged the songs together. And I would like to do a little more of that in the future. I kind of like taking the pieces and making them one new thing.
Yeah. But, well, with this one, it was, I mean, it's more difficult to put all those components into like, after four pieces into one, because each one is so different. The only common denominator I found was the bass, the funky bass, which was in all four.
There is a different tone to pretty much all these.
Yeah, things. So I think,
I don't know. I could see where we could possibly like get something where Streets of Rage and Wolfchild maybe overlap a little bit more. Or even like with the Tetrisy sort of. I don't know. Either way, I do like the way it sounds, and I don't hate that it's kind of like four distinct pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And if more of our songs keep doing that, that's fine. But
I tried to actually merge them. I think the problem was the tempo. I think the tempo on each track, on each four of these tracks, is totally separate, totally different. One's really fast, one's really slow. Like the Street of Rage is really slow compared to Wolfchild, even though they overlap in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tempo is what because I was in the studio trying to figure out like how we could kind of blend all four together. But I was like, well, I just have it stop like what you're hearing now, and then
that's kind of
raise it a little bit, tempo, But this was fun to write, though. It's fun to compose.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else to say about this stuff? Feedback from the community on this?
Yeah, any feedback, guys, gals, anything that you guys find interesting?
Wow, so Electric Boogaloo is talking about all the platforms this game, Wolfchild, came to. Started on Amiga and Atari ST, was ported to the Sega CD, Sega Genesis, Super NES, Game Gear and Master System. It's weird though, because I for being on like all those platforms, I had never really heard of it.
But didn't you say there were multiple composers too, right? For there were like two composers.
There were different composers between the Sega Genesis and the Sega CD version.
That's right. Okay.
Yep. But I do like the Sega CD version.
That's the one we used, and that's my favorite one too. Mm-hmm. I think I heard the Sega Genesis version, but I can't remember exactly the details about it. But this, the one with the Wolfchild was really good.
Yeah.
Sega CD. Yeah.
Cool. We can talk about what we're going to do next time.
Our future or podcasts.
Yeah, next episode.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You had thoughts on a theme, I believe.
Yeah, like I was thinking something like action adventure, something like that, with like maybe ambient, something like action adventure, but maybe like Final Fantasy or something like that kind of sound overall.
Mm-hmm.
And then having some electronic elements. I was thinking something, whatever games we could suggest with some electronic, like not losing sight of the synths, that we've heard, their synths in the first and second podcast. And I want to kind of keep it kind of ingrained with that. I just put out, action adventure. Like
action adventure, I think I know kind of what you're thinking about, but I feel like with video games, that covers like a lot of video games. Maybe we can.
What do you think, we'd have a broad spectrum if we did that, or what do you think we like the Final Fantasy music? You've heard of that,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, like 14.
Right. Yeah. So like maybe we could narrow that down to like RPG music or fantasy
genre
music,
yeah,
or maybe. I don't know. Maybe we could call it like fantasy adventure or something like that.
You mean narrow it down to like an MMO games and things like that, or RPGs?
Not necessarily I don't know. I feel like when you're thinking about genres and games and how the music is different between those different genres, it's more about like fantasy versus sci-fi versus, I don't know. I mean, maybe puzzle games would be different. I don't know.
Well, that's what that's what I mean when I say action adventure. I guess I'm not speaking of music necessarily, but like the actual games. Like I'm not, you know, massively avid gamer, but I still play. But you know, I'm just trying to find out like a genre that's different than 1 and 2 that we haven't done yet. You know, not mixing two genres together, not like you said. I wouldn't mix like, you know, sci-fi and something that's opposite.
I mean, I'm okay
sci-fi.
With doing anything weird like that, but
yeah.
I think that's where some of the fun of this podcast and this kind of
that would be
music creation experiment has been. But so, but you're thinking you want to do stuff that's kind of in the vein of RPG music. Final Fantasy music is the kind of thing you would like to pull in.
Yeah, I mean, something with we haven't done anything, say for instance the more modern sounds, where the sounds become more, the samples in the gaming consoles become more realistic.
Yeah,
so like what I was thinking is something like orchestral, but not strictly staying with orchestral, just something like along those lines of, like you said,
kind of
RPG
bigger,
or something bigger, maybe epic
style.
yeah but not sticking just to that. We can do another one. We can like we can do that in sci-fi or whatever, you know. We'll figure that out. And but yeah, something. I'm just hearing, you know, that Final Fantasy music that Fishbowl shared with me a lot.
Gotcha.
I guess that's why I'm, you know, but it's not, but I don't want to strictly just stick into that genre and stick to that. I mean, I'm open to like any kind of, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
Okay. You could call it like grand adventure music.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe, or fantasy adventure.
Yeah. We'll have to put some thought to that. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of want to sort of nail down what we think that might be, because then I would like for people, maybe over the next week or so, can send us some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to get, maybe we pull from a few more tracks than we did and we have in the past, instead of just four. Maybe we have bits and pieces from like five or six tracks.
Yeah,
like
six.
You and I will pick a few, and then we'll pick a few from stuff that people send in.
Yeah, there's no formula. We don't have to do it the same. We don't have to do every podcast the same way.
Yeah.
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 So.
Okay.
Change it up.
So what are we going to call it? Cinematic adventure. Or is it the cinematic part that you feel like is the thing that you want to lean the
That's
most
what
into?
I want to lean towards.
Okay.
Yeah. Cinematic.
And I understand why.
I mean, orchestral is more detail-oriented, but cinematic meaning that,
like, big and dramatic.
Big
dramatic
that
music.
Epic sound, yeah, that kind of epic sound, not trailer sound, but just kind of big, just full sound.
Yeah. Okay.
Cinematic.
Okay. I think I can do this. Well, all right, everybody. Cinematic adventure tracks.
Yeah.
Bring us your cinematic adventure tracks. Send them into podcast@vgjam.com, or, you know, hit me up on a like private message on this Discord somewhere, Steam3D, if you were in those communities, or get them to me however else you want to, we will see what we can come up with. Say we've got, let's see, today is the 3rd of March. Let's give people, I don't know, a week. What do you say?
Sure.
Maybe the 10th of March,
10th
and
11th,
you know, based on our current schedule, it could be, you know, the 10th of April or the 10th of May before we actually get to doing anything. But we will think about those things, and I think that could be really fun to include more folks in. I really liked that EB suggested that Wolfchild track, and I think that really brought something to the whole thing. Let's see.
And then you, do we need to mention like how people can reach us or?
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, bgjam.com. The podcast is there. You can comment there, I guess. I'm pretty sure that it's set up. Comments are open. So if anybody ever wants to go there and write something on any of the posts for these things, you're welcome to. And Matt, you have a website.
Yes. My website is Matthew E, as in Earl Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T. MatthewESargent.com. There you go. Fishbowl just posted it.
If you're in the chat, you can click through to it.
Thank you. Yeah. And by the way, Electric, you mentioned epic music. The first track on my website is called Heart of Endurance, and it's a brand new track that's got an 80-piece orchestra from Europe playing trailer-esque music, and
yes,
it's powerful. It's very loud, so turn your speakers down. It gets louder and louder and louder, larger than life.
That's awesome.
So, yeah,
it's very cool that you're able to get that live orchestra to play that.
Yeah,
that was a cool
opportunity. That was a dream, man. That was a dream.
Yeah. Very awesome. Yeah, check out all Matt's stuff. All good. Yeah, so thank you all for joining us on this live recorded episode, and yeah, we will be thinking about our epic, what did we even say? Epic
cinematic
adventure tunes,
yeah,
from various games. I'm gonna guess that a Final Fantasy game might be in there.
Yeah,
based on our discussion,
something we'll explore it. We'll
yeah
for sure.
All right, well, cool. Let us wrap this up then. Thank you so much again, everyone, and be on the lookout. You can subscribe on iTunes or any other podcatcher. I still don't think we're on Spotify. I should probably sort that. That'll just probably be something I say at the end of every episode, but anyway, you can find this, it's on the website, other places. But yeah, until next time, y'all keep jamming.
Keep jamming.
Yeah.